This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we thank you for your presence that is present with us. As a water to bring an end to the quenching and to the hunger. Your bread. He's a master baker. And what he bakes in heaven fills the earth with the fragrance. His bread is communion. If you eat of this, he says, that will come into your life, a lifestyle, and a life extended over life that will appoint you days of heaven in the earth. Who wants days of heaven? He said, as my will is in heaven, it shall be done for who? For you, for me, here in the earth. Somebody receive. Receive heaven. Receive your heaven. Heaven is not a feeling. Heaven is experiential. Heaven is real. It's not a reality show. It's just a show of his power. Because wherever heaven is present, and you carry that presence, there's a demonstration of the power of God. You see, it's not the form of godliness that people see denying. You don't form with God. You can't even form God. Let me tell you the truth. You want to form him? All you end up with is the most paltry sound of Christianese in your mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mama diga. But there is a power that flows. The other day I had, and God bless her, his sister, just, you know, because I'm so caught up in so much the Lord is having me do, I hardly have time to do the basic things. But somebody took me out and made me do a basic thing yesterday, and I was so blessed. But it wasn't about me. You know, she took me into the market. I needed, was it not yesterday, the day before. And then we got into the market, and where she went to, it wasn't there. And I had to step out of the car, and we had to take a walk. And it was right in the rear of the market in Gariki Model Market. And we went in, and I was like, what am I doing here? But I haven't been to the market in a long time. I love going to market. That's not the story or the testimony. And so I went in. And we went in and we're looking, we couldn't find it. And when we got to the furthest point in the market, she has a shop, but she didn't have what I needed. We got in there. We left the shop. We got into the end, the corner at the end, the last shop anybody goes into. We went in there. And there was just this one. And I found it was just, if I wasn't what I was looking for. But when I saw it, I said, that's what I need. And so, that was it. And as he turned around to go, the Lord said, go, return there and bless this woman. Bless her, show. I'm a dispensation of grace and I know it. And I turned around and I ministered. Oh, the woman, God bless her, who was like, how did this woman find me? That's how God will find you. If he has to move whoever to come to that rear point that the usher told you to sit and you can't see around the corner, he's right there in the corner with you. Oh, never imagine the usher put me in this place. I don't like this place. It's not when you sit in the front row. It's when you're seated where the Lord has prepared for you that you have heaven's attention and answer. Hallelujah. And so this morning, when the Lord ministered to me my sweet sister's song, beautiful, he said, tell them their new beginnings are beautiful. You see, there's a negative, there's a positive, there's a beautiful, and there's an ugly. You can begin again, and it's an ugly beginning, but this will not be your portion. And where you have been going through a cycle of ugly, painful, reproachful beginnings, where all you hear is a mockingbird. Look at you. Who are you? Oh my goodness, like the Lord spoke last week, there's no shame in shame unless you call it your shame. given a name that the Lord has appointed you in a new beginning, a new name that the mouth of the Lord shall name for you. What is that name that the Lord is calling you and calling you out? Lazarus, come forth. But he's calling you. He's calling you. What's your name? What's your name? He's saying, come, come. Behold, Revelation 21:5. Behold, see now. Now, I have what? Put it on the screen. I am done. He's like a new thing. I make all things new. And when God makes all things new, he's made them all together beautiful. There's a way in which God packages your market. Like I said it last week. It's one thing for you to package your market, but it's another thing for God to market your package. May God market you. May we be packaged by God. Because you see, God, in the initiation of his work with us, created us in his image and likeness. You know, it's not fine boy likeness. It's not fine babe likeness. It's just image of God likeness. And when you look like God, your generation will like you. Those you are called to, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, they will like you. Not Facebook like, unlike. There's no unliking when God likes you and makes it say, he likes David. There is, for every one of us, an appointment with the image and likeness of God. When you come into that alignment with God, you will become like him. And none will be able to resist. You become truly irresistible. Girls, it doesn't take seduction or manipulation. All it takes is looking like God, and they will come for you. Pastor likes to gist you about me and all that. I didn't look like all this when Pastor came for me. I was in the kitchen serving our late father, Daddy Obanuri, of blessed memory. My hair was natty and it wasn't natural like fashion like now. I keep telling you. But God appointed Pastor to see me. There were others that saw me. And then God made sure my heart understood he was the real Ola, not the other Ola. You see, when a new beginning comes, what is principal is that you will hear God. First, he says, stood upon his watch, that I may, he didn't say see, that I may hear what the Lord will speak to me. Because faith in this new beginning is going to come by hearing and hearing again and again and again. Why? You need to engage what you hear so you can become the channel, the manifestation, the demonstration of what you are hearing. Not just new beginnings, but beautiful new beginnings. And the blessing, amen, amen, sister. You are not going to look like your problem. God forbid. You will not look like the condition of a setback, either in your finances, in your marriage, in some kind of relationship, something on the job, your academic mishap, whatever it is, you messed up, it's a mishap. It's done, it's gone. He said, forget the former things. Just come over to the other side. I have made all things new for who? For you. I know he brought me to Abuja just to make all things new for me. And I've been here 30 years plus. He hasn't stopped doing the new. The new is serial with God. Because once you're serious with God, God is serial with you. You see, you become his showpiece. You're a designer's original. You are one of a kind. Created by the master to be a something. Da-da-da-da. A showcase of his beauty for the whole world to see, a reflection of his anointing as he shines through you and shines through me. You're a designer's original for the whole world to see. Oh, it's an old song. It's an old song by Helen Baylor. She's coming from a place too, like I'm coming from a place jazz clubs and all of that. You feel so hot, you don't know you're burning out. But when you come into Christ and into God, you become a flame, eternal. All right? You become a flame and you become His name. You don't need anybody's name to be who you are. Adedayo, Benjamin's Lani, Ni Olumide, Orukominie, no shaking. Now o'clock, it's time for your new beginning. Somebody say it's time. Whose time? Oh, say it again and celebrate. It's my time. Get excited. Get excited. Woo! You're sitting down on your time. Somebody get up. It's my time. Woo! I congratulate you. I love it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Just celebrate you. It's your time. Nothing will sit on your time, but you may sit down. You are enthroned by the throne of God. I said you are enthroned by the throne of God. You will be heard. You see, when you come into that time, when you look like God, talk like God, walk like God. See what my sister Sinead said. Walking. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in. I live. I know who. Hold it. Do you really know who you are? So the question is, like God said to me, I know who I am is one level, but I know whose I am is your manifestation level. When you understand whose you are, nobody messes with you. You don't mess with yourself. You don't mess with yourself with masturbation. Did I shock you there? You don't mess with your body with masturbation. Unmarried or married. Because even in marriage, masturbation is not honorable. You are not a sex toy. And if you wait on the Lord, you will come to a place where you can savor of Him what is sweet. Because those of us in marriage will also tell you, we may have it 24/7 to have. We still need prayer to enjoy it 24/7 like that. Am I lying? Husbands? Wives? Your body is a temple. Your body is not a showpiece. It's just a temple of God. And His things are beautiful. So package yourself. Beautiful like God. And like I say, being beautiful is being you to the full. God doesn't want you to be like any other person but you. You are all He needs to make you so fine, so fly, that people glorify Him as your God. I don't need a different complexion, a different size of anything. But if you've outsized it, you've outsized it. So come and let us bless it. No, because let me tell you, there's no condemnation. If it's done, it's done. There's no condemnation. Let me be sincere with you. But please, just love you. Just love how you look, how you're packaged. And some things can get assistance without necessarily intervening with it medically. But some people need the medical. That's another story for another day. 1st of August, 2023. Before Pastor took the prayers, all I kept hearing was, I see a new day. It was Pastor with the voice of Bishop Oyedepo. I see a new day. I see a new day. This was like 4 a.m. I see a new day. I got out of bed. And as I sat there, the Lord started speaking to a new day breaking. This is your word. A new dawn, a new sun arising. He's talking about you and me. A new day. It means all things are made new. All things are passed away. The spirit of a new hope rekindled again, because the flame of the King's revival is now rekindled. Be still, says the Lord, in this month, and know that I am God. I am God. I am with you. I am your God. You will not be ashamed. He says, I am author and I am finisher. As an author, I bring my authority. As a finisher, I bring my finishing, my definition. I designed you, so I know what I am designing you for. Your original intent and plan is me. If I started it, says the Lord, I will finish it. If I spoke it, I will bring it to pass. I am not forgetful. I love our sister's testimony. When is your time? Is your time. You may think you're not deserving. That's a lie from the pits of hell. There is no parent sincerely who tell the child you are not deserving. They may just have a challenge with child's behavior and attitude and feel that you need to go through a period of waiting, but under no circumstances is any child not deserving of being blessed with the heritage of the Father. I pray for you, restoration. Where you have walked away or stayed away, or the imposter syndrome separates you from the love of God, that you will be restored to the love of the Father at the altar. He said, I'm not a man to promise and not do it or perform, because I will always take you from the promise in scripture to performance as manifestation of sons and daughters of God. That is who I am, and that is how I do. Beyond expectations is a message from our Father in the Lord in this August month of celebrating our annual Holy Ghost Convention. August is a month commonly referred to the August visitor, somebody of great reputation, importance. You talk about the August visitor. And when you talk about that August visitor, you also look at the fact that the August visitor represents a preparation. When you have an August visitor, there's a way in which you prepare. There's a way in which you serve. You are called to service in this month. Service where? In the place of your worship, your fellowship, expressions of your faith will take you to act, step in the water, step into that scenario. It will hither, thither part for you, and there will be a way. And like what Pastor said, new beginnings, there'll be new ways and new waves. You'll become a wave with waves attending to you. What that means is you become a sensation. You become a celebration. You have commanded attention from the great commander of the universe, because that's what he's created you and I for. Hallelujah. That is how come our brother testified that what should take 7 years. What did he say? It took? No, 72 hours is on this side. Our brother that said what should take 7 years took him 4 in Jesus' name. God is going to collapse time for you if you can receive it. If you can believe it, receive it. God is rearranging by the anointing of a new day. He says the day of the Lord as a new day is the day in which he calls for volunteers. The day of his power needs people to be powerfully motivated. The inspiration of the Almighty will give you understanding. Our sister received a recreated mind. The breath of the Almighty, God's breath is going forward. One to inspire you and the other to blast as his nostrils that which will destroy your enemies. The Lord has appointed. He said, what the enemy meant for evil, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, I have turned it around for your good. Because this is a new, beautiful beginning. For who? Somebody shouted out, it's my time. He that sat upon the throne, he has enthroned you. Revelations 21:5. Please put it on the screen. Behold, I make all things new. In speech, we have what we call it declamative. It's a very strong expression and it's used for junior competitions, for elocution, for speech, a declamation. He says, and he said unto me, unto you is who he's speaking to. Unto you, first person. No, go back to 5. First person in particular. Right. Did you see that? God is calling us to a month of writing. Go and journal what the Lord is going to do for you or has started to do. What you are hearing you will become a doer of. Others are going to read it and be blessed because of you. For these words are true and faithful. Verse 6. And he said unto me, what did he say? It is what? It is what? Somebody received the done work of God. I always love to say, hey, he says, I'm Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I will give unto him, madam, I love that. Say again. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. But I always say, it is done. He is the doer, I'm the doer. He needs you to do something that connects, activates, mobilizes what he has done. What the Lord will do for you, you cannot tell it all. What the Lord will do to you, you won't be able to tell it all. What the Lord will do for you, you will testify and give him the glory of his praise. So will you shout? Come and shout. Someone and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, three hallelujahs in a row. Lord, we put your hands again, just celebrate the goodness of God. Say it again, it's my time. Isaiah 43. You see, you must understand that he that sat upon the throne is not sitting upon the throne as His Excellency, our President in the villa, or your local Oba, Igwe, or Emir in your village. He's sitting on the throne of heaven. And he says, as it is in my heaven, I am doing it for my subjects here in the earth. Receive your new beginning. He's going to come with a new thought, a new idea, a new instruction, a new commandment. Go and do it. Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. I am confirming it, what I have said in Revelations 21:5. Now, where are we? Now. In fact, the way I looked at it was, behold, I will do a new thing now. Semicolon. It shall spring forth. Boom. Shall you not know it? Yes, you shall. That's the word the Lord gave me 30-something years ago when I received him and he said, go to Abuja. I'm doing a new thing. And he turned my life completely around. God wants to turn lives around. He's not a man that he should lie. I tell you the truth by God and by love. I had the four children I have by the blessing of God. Between my first and second, I had secondary infertility. I didn't know. I had an extended oversized ovarian cyst. I was bleeding for months. It was in that place the Lord came, did a work in me, healed me. They told me you can't get pregnant. And that month was called the determining month. I told my husband I was supposed to go for a procedure. I said, sweetheart, let me wait, because my husband and I believe it is not going to happen by the supernatural miracle, it will happen by supernatural medicine. But I said, let me hold. And I was pregnant, but I didn't know. That's my son, Champion, the one pastor always talks about, who the Lord corrected his congenital side problem. I was pregnant. You are pregnant, you just don't know it. And honestly, as it was to me, you would testify that the Lord did it for me, and I didn't even understand. And understand, pregnancy, women, is not just about a baby in your womb. It's about your dreams. Those things that have died. You look at Auntie Dayo. Auntie Dayo says, that's such a life. The life you have it too. It's Zoe. God is not selfish with it. He's lavish. Everything about God is excess, exceeding abundantly. It's not exceedingly abundantly, please. It's exceeding abundantly. They're connected. Exceeding abundantly, beyond, above what you can ask or think. Matthew 7:7. Will you ask of him? He says you will receive. Will you seek? He says, tell them they will find. Will you knock on the door? He says it will be opened, because he has put angels in charge concerning you and me, and they are appointed by this new month of the number 8 to bring you into your place of a new beginning. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers, refreshing, revival, and deliverance in the desert. In conclusion, God will do the impossible to bring you into the incredible. You have an opportunity, says the Lord, but you are afraid of the responsibility it demands of you. Your responsibility, that is your responsibility, builds your capacity, your audacity, and your ability, and ultimately will establish and accomplish for you distinctivity. Many, many words, but please pay attention. I'm not just speaking English. I'm speaking by the instruction of the Lord this morning. What are you still waiting for? Somebody's permission or a handout over to you, connection? You will begin with that impression in you. Keep building on it, working it, designing it, and refining it until it becomes the manifestation with you at the heart and the epicenter of it. You will become the man, the woman at the center of all the celebrated attention. That is manifestation, as sons of God. The whole scripture is your script for August. But according to Isaiah 43, verse 18, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Good old days are not things to remember when God is doing something new. God is always in the new. In fact, let me state and reinstate categorically, God is in the new, not in the old, and He's in the new for you and with you. Father, Lord, thank you. You speak a word in season, and you have appointed by this season the opportunities that we as your sons and daughters, as mothers, as fathers, as individuals, as collective teams, must reach for, even in the realm of the spirit, and process into the realm of the manifestation of our earthly engagement. I pray for the brethren here today gathered in this physical venue and online, an activation, oh God, of the space and the vacuum where their hopes are embedded and shall not be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that what has lost color will receive color. What has lost form will receive illustration. And by your hand, O God, even as the pen of the ready writer, you will send forth this word in season, O God, to quicken the heart, the faith, the mind of all of us, that we will walk in grace to embrace and to brace up for what you have apportioned us in Jesus' name. Please understand, we are in a season of the new right now. A new administration, new ministers, and all of that. And may I use the opportunity to pray over my sister. I don't know her personally, but you will not know shame. The way God will turn that lady's shame around, all of us who have laughed will celebrate it as the Lord's doing, because I pray for her. I don't pray any of you, any one of us will ever go somewhere, be presented and turned into a national ridicule. No, in Jesus' name. Where you go to be screened, you will not become a ridicule in Jesus' name. Whatever that is about, shame is not our portion. Shame is not your portion. Shame is not my portion. And if you're a woman and you saw a woman that happened to her, you say, hey, this is who she is and how she is. How are you? Who are you? I just want to say that, and also use the opportunity to pray for the Super Falcons tomorrow, that they will shine for us and give us a message of hope in Jesus' mighty name. In a season of opportunity, you must receive the grace of being importunate, as that woman, that widow who prayed, and the judge said, if I don't answer this woman, she is going to finish me. In Jesus' name, God will answer you. God will answer me. Life will be submitted to us. The adversary at the door of your new opportunity will submit and bow to you in Jesus' name. Now, who is ready to receive Jesus as Lord? Is there anyone who wants a beautification of their lives again? Because he says he's going to make your life so beautiful, so, so beautiful as he is in heaven. You become his expression in the earth. Receive Jesus as Lord, as leader, as director, as your promoter, as your healer. Anybody, just raise your hands. Please just put up your hands. You want to receive Jesus as Lord. Father, thank you. We have a church full of everyone who doesn't need to receive Jesus, but everybody wants more of him. Yes? Receive him more. May there be an open heaven over all of us and his grace multiplied. In Jesus' name we pray. He makes our lives so beautiful.
And as you are, you have made me here on earth.
There's nothing better.
There's nothing greater than thee.
That's why we love you.
That's why I love you. Forevermore.
Oh, we want, we want.
I want more of you.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, it's the more I want to know you. Jesus, more of you.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Dame Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored.